Time for extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen Sabella. The sun has been in hibernation for quite a while. Might make an appearance on Sunday, but until then, a lot of people dealing with seasonal affective disorder. You have some advice, don't you?
I do. I know it's hard to hear as somebody who does not like going days without sun. I don't think any of us do. But go outside anyway is essentially the advice from experts. Even if it's a 20-minute walk, 30-minute walk, running some errands, you'll feel better for getting out of the house. Also, just moving your body, whether it's a workout at home or hopping on the treadmill at the gym, or like I said, that walk. Being active and getting outside are the two things that can make you tolerate this winter a little bit better.
Yes. We were talking about this yesterday. There are also some foods that may help. Google around and find out, because it's going to be a little depressing here for a while, isn't it?
And it is, yeah. Garfield Park Conservatory, another recommendation. Sunny, warm plants.
Yeah.
Go for a walk.
Yes. any of those conservatories, it's humid in there, too. Drivers who block bike lanes are in for more trouble now, aren't they?
They are. This is after a couple high-profile incidents where people were killed blocking. Well, a cyclist ran into somebody because a bike lane was blocked. Alderman Andre Vasquez, he introduced this ordinance. It was approved yesterday. Now, if you're caught blocking a bike lane, I'm having a hard time saying that apparently, you are going to get a ticket of $250 instead of $150, or you can be towed. So if you leave your car there, throw your hazards on, and you're in a bike lane, they can tow you. This also opens up more city departments to allow them to do it. So the police can do it, Streets and Stand can do it. It basically makes it easier for the city to enforce these bike lane rules.
And finally, oh, this is good news. Washington Park's Christmas tree is back.
It is back. It's at Garfield Boulevard and King Drive. And for the past few years, people have tried to destroy it. They ran into it. It was set on fire. It was vandalized. But this year, the whole neighborhood says, hey, we're watching out for this thing. They love the tree. They had a big ceremony over the weekend to celebrate it going up. So if you want to go check it out, if you're on the south side, it's a little taste of the big tree downtown closer to home.
Why were people trying to get rid of the tree?
No one really knows. It's very bizarre. It would happen. It happened like repeatedly one year. I think it was last year where somebody vandalized it, like vandalized the sign outside of it, and then set it on fire. It's truly strange. There's really just a lot of speculation, but people don't know. But they said, hey, we have our eyes on this. And the police department is actually, the officers who work that beat are keeping an eye on the tree as well.
Got to arrest those Grinches. Jen, thank you.
Exactly.
have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Bob.